We know, we read in last week's parsha that when Aaron passed away, so the pasuk stresses Vayivkut Aaron kol Beit Yisrael. All the Jewish people, the pasuk stresses the word kol. All the Jewish people wept at Aaron's passing. And Chazal tell us that this was in contradistinction with Moshe's passing. That Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, we know the Jews all mourned his passing. But the weeping wasn't shared the way it was when Aaron passed away. And Chazal explained to us that Aaron used his position as Kohen Gadol, talking about second in command after Moshe Rabbeinu, we had three major leaders, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. And Aaron used his position to bring peace between people. Classically, this was the job of rabbis, and the first person who we find doing this is Aaron. When Aaron knew someone had sinned, so he didn't come straight forward to the person and tell him, "Hey buddy, what'd you do this for? This is wrong. This is a sin. You can't behave that way." No, Aaron did the other way. Aaron would greet the person warmly, put his arm around his shoulder, "How are you, my friend?" And the person would suddenly get such attention from Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, that he'd be embarrassed. He'd feel like, yeah, he's only behaving this way to me because on the outside I look like a pious Jew, but if he only knew what I just did last night, he would never talk to me. And the person would feel guilty. And when Aaron gave him positive treatment, when Aaron treated him as though he were $1 million, so the guy automatically felt the contradiction growing within him, and then he said, I can't live my life this way. I can't behave this way. And then the person, when he'd be faced with the challenge a second time, he'd tell himself, "No, I'm not going to do this. If Aaron ever knew I did this, he'd never behave this way with me. I'm not going to do this again." And that gave the person strength to overcome his sin. Our sages tell us that if there was ever a fight between spouses, between husband and wife, Aaron would see how he can make peace between husband and wife. If two people were fighting, so Aaron would go to one of them, and again, we have to remember, who is this coming? You're talking about the Kohen Gadol. He'd come and tell him, your friend who you had a fight with, he's so upset, he feels so bad that he got you upset. And he says, "I can't believe I got my friend angry. I'm embarrassed that I behaved this way to him." And Aaron would sit and speak to the person until he was appeased. And then he'd go to the first guy and sell him the same story. And then each one would feel close to the other. And when they'd meet the next time, then they'd hug, they'd kiss, and they'd make up. So Aaron ensured that there was peace among Am Yisrael. Our sages tell us that a leader's job is to care for the people. The Kohen Gadol especially, his job is to ensure that there's peace in the nation. Our sages tell us we have a mitzvah that if a person by mistake causes the death of someone else, he has to run to an Ir Miklat, a city of refuge. And he must remain there until the Kohen Gadol passes away. So the Gemara asks, what's the Kohen Gadol got to do with it? He dropped a bucket and he was climbing up the ladder and he accidentally killed someone. What does that have to do with Mr. Kohen Gadol? Our sages say part of the job of a leader is to pray for the people and to ensure that things like this don't happen. So had the Kohen Gadol prayed enough for the people around him, this wouldn't have happened. We have to learn from these stories about how to approach people, how to be kind to people, and that's why Hillel instructs us in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, "Hevei mitalmidav shel Aaron," be from the disciples of Aaron. It's easy to hear these stories and leave them as nice stories. Leave them on the side and say, "Yeah, that was Aaron. Yeah, we once had a great leader, Aaron." Hillel told us, no, we have to learn from these stories and be from the disciples of Aaron.